Carl Thomas reporting for EG. I'm sitting here with Victoria Bagella, head of London offices here at EG. Now, Victoria, we've just put out our London office market analysis for Q2 2017, and our big headline there was that London is back. Do you think it's back?
Okay, so on the face of it, it looks as though we've bounced back 3 million square feet of space let over Q2. But I'm cautious about this because almost over 500,000 square feet of this is service office space. So take-up was really boosted by service office space providers taking space over the quarter. So that, you know, that really raises questions for me whether we really bounce back, because without that, that's down 2.5 million square feet let. So yes and no. But in terms of quality, in terms of volumes of deals, there's the volume has continued, so in those terms, yes, but I'm cautious because of the service office take up.
But can we ever really discount the biggest deals?
No, I think it's an important indication of where the London market is going. That service office providers are taking so much space is an indication of how they think that you know, the market's changing to co-working spaces and the environment is changing in that way, and they're willing to invest in it in that kind of way. So I think it's still an important indication. But in terms of looking at, you know, the different sectors, the other sectors, and how they work in London, I think that's the fact that if you remove service office space from the equation, that take up from other sectors seems to be a little bit low in terms of square footage.
And service offices themselves are an interesting breed, really, because they aren't traditional occupiers, really. That's something that Philip Pierce, executive director of Central London at Savills, brought up when I spoke to him about this.
The service office sector has accounted for sort of disproportionate share of the total take up, but there's still deals. So, you know, they take them, somebody else can't have them. So you can't ignore them, effectively. But obviously, they're not occupiers per se, because they're kind of running a business, reselling the space, aren't they? So, they don't actually have a physical occupational requirement. They acquire it and then they resell it. So, do they actually ever acquire it? Do you know what I mean? From a true market perspective, but ultimately, if they've got it, I kind of take the view that somebody else can't have it.
So besides serviced offices, the big trend here, and it has been for quite a few quarters now, is that the techs and creatives have been dominating the city.
Yes, we have definitely seen that with take-up. It used to be finance at the top of the take-up by sector table, but now we're seeing TMT leading in sector take-up every quarter. And I think it's just showing the changing environment of the world we're living. Tech is very big, as we know. And I think it's really interesting seeing the other markets, the other sub-markets, trying to tap into those tech occupiers as well.
Yeah, and the one thing that the tech and creative industries have that others don't is that they're almost by definition disruptors. So they go out and they take space from other sectors. So that's why there's been so much growth in.
Yeah, there's certainly been a shift where they, for instance, Canary Wharf, where we had a few TMT occupiers going in and taking up surplus space from banks. So they at the moment, the tech sector seems to be soaking up a lot of that surplus space that other companies are, you know, like finance sectors calling back. With finance, I think it's obviously a mature market, and there's been a rethink of how they do their business. So there's more movement of, back office operations to outside of London. So that means they're, decreasing the amount of space they're taking for back office operations in London. But having said that, though, the financial sector is obviously still committed to London. We've seen some major, players in the banking sector taking space in London. Last year, we saw Wells Fargo purchasing 33 Central, and at the moment we've got Deutsche Bank potentially looking at relocation to Docklands area. So the financial sector is still, I think, committed to London. It's just rethinking of how they do their business and whether the back office operations need to be in the centre.
And if Deutsche Bank does actually close that deal, that's going to be 500,000-600,000 square feet for whichever quarter that falls into. So that's we can probably expect a huge leap in a quarter or two if that does
happen. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely going to push the stats for that quarter, depending on which quarter that's in. I think recently we've seen the market that's been pushed, the take-up's really been driven by those bigger deals. We can't discount them, of course, but I think there's just be cautious about whether we can fully say that we're fully recovered.
But Pierce from Sales again, he did bring up a point that the fact that finance is a mature market means that they kind of have so much space already in the city. They have over 40 million square foot compared to just over 30 million for the tech sector. And they don't really have to expand anymore.
Yeah.
They can do their expansions without going out and looking for new space.
Yeah.
I don't think financial services is in any sense in decline. It's just matured. Like all organizations, they're looking to squeeze efficiencies out of their occupational footprint in London. Let's be honest, they all carry significant footprints in terms of occupancy. So, they've got the ability to, absorb quite a lot of expansion without having to go back out into the market to acquire more space. So, whereas if you're a 3-year-old tech company and you double in size, you've got no option but to go and acquire space. Do you know what I mean?
And the question, I suppose, now is at what point does the TMT sector, reach that same point?
Yeah, I think the TMT sector, I think it's still a massive amount of growth for that sector. I think there's still a lot. I think in many ways, there's still a lot of things that haven't been dealt with. There's a lot of upcoming new starters in the market. So I think there's still quite a lot of potential for growth in the TMT tech sector. It's a huge amount of potential. There's a lot of tech startups around. I think we're quite far off from that market maturing and rethinking how the way they work and they do business. Whereas the financial market is a very, very well-established market. And so we're looking at a point where they've got lots of space and now they're rethinking about how they utilise that space.
Where are the occupiers going in London right now?
What I thought was really interesting this quarter is seeing the TMT sector in Midtown. This was a really strong quarter for Midtown market. And we saw about 8 deals over 10,000 square feet to the TMT sector in Midtown, which I thought was really interesting because it's a less traditional market. They tend to aim for the city fringe, those kind of markets. So I think that's a really interesting development. I think that the landlords in Midtown are really trying to attract more TMT sector occupiers to that area. And I think all of them really, Docklands, I think all of them realise that it's important to have that diversity, especially now, especially for those that were mainly focused on financial service occupiers. So yeah, I think all markets, some markets are increasingly becoming aware of how important it is to have that diversity. And I think because TMT sector still has a lot of room for growth, it's a fantastic sector to attract into a submarket.
Despite numbers being quite robust across the city, availability is still up quite a lot, or reasonably from quarter to quarter. Why is that?
Looking at the stats, we've got about 38% more secondhand space on the market than we did this time last year. Brexit and the election has only exacerbated the problem. A lot of companies have released that surplus space, so there's a huge amount of secondhand space on the market at the moment. Added to the fact that we have a huge number of refurbs. Here at EG, we only monitor refurbishments that go through the planning system. So when you take into consideration, there's a lot of other refurbishments going on across the city that haven't been factored in. That's a huge amount. So we've predicted that there's about 40 million due to complete by 2019. And if you add in all the refurbishments and all the other, the huge amount of secondhand grade space that's on the market, there's a huge amount of availability. So I think going forward in the next 12 months, there's definitely going to be a lot of pressure on landlords to make what their offer more attractive to tenants.
And that's clearly going to have an impact and has already had an impact on rents, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If you've got you've got space that's been fit out already and it's more economically priced, you've got a lot of new space coming onto the market as well. There's a lot of space available, so there's a lot of pressure to attract those tenants and get them looking at your offering. And you know, especially for certain markets, it's going to have an impact on those rents. And we've seen in our consensus rents, the average increases have decreased, with a lot of markets showing actual negative growth this quarter.
Now, moving on to investment. What did we expect from investment before Q2? What were our hopes and aspirations for the quarter?
Well, I think where we came to with overall investment, you know, at 3.4 billion, it's a good, you know, good figure. But when you factor in the fact that, you know, Cheese Grater amount accounts for over a billion of that, that's like 2.5 billion. That's not a great figure. And if you look behind that, the number of investment deals that went through in the quarter as well is also lower than we had in Q1 and this time last year. And this time last year wasn't great, you know, Brexit was coming, the vote was coming up. So it's really interesting. So it seems quite disappointing, but I think it's more of an indication of the fact that there is this you know, limited amount of investment availability. I think there is demand there, but there's just a limited amount of stock that's actually available for investors.
That's exactly what James Beckham, head of Central London Investment at Cushman & Wakefield, said. And they did do the most investment deals in this quarter. So clearly, yeah, they should they have some kind of a view of the market.
I think it's part to do with there's a very little stock available in the West End. If you look at that market in particular, very, very tight supply. But there has been there's no lack of interest. You know, in terms of you know, parties coming in and bidding on buildings or seeking to buy them. So, our sort of general position is that even in the face of the headwinds of Brexit and then the, you know, Conservative election and terrorism and so on, even in the face of all those headwinds, the investment market hasn't really blinked. That's what I would say, and the pricing hasn't changed at all to reflect any of that activity. I can't actually think of a building that's come onto the market that hasn't sold for want of buyers. I mean, 30 Gresham Street got withdrawn, and that is because Samsung decided changed their mind and decided to keep it because they want to do some asset management strategies in the building. But apart from that, we're getting competitive tension on all sales. I mean, and that, you know, we sold, just for example, last week. We sold the site for 1 Braham Street over in Aldgate, which is effectively a spec development site for 300,000 square feet. And we sold that to the Fu family from Hong Kong. And the point there is that, you know, you're buying a site for spec development in Aldgate, you know, at this point in the cycle. And we had 5 or 6 bids on that as well, 65 million lot size. So even, you know, so I think the point is there are people bidding all across the risk spectrum, and you've even got an Asia Pac investor buying a spec development site on the east side of the city. So, you know, I wouldn't call that lackluster in summary.
Another thing he brought up was that London is still very attractive for investors. It's still secure, it's stable, it's you know, these problems that we have here with Brexit and an election that's ended with a hung parliament, those are all democratic processes. They haven't been done, you know, behind closed doors. We're not riddled with dictators or anything like that. There are no real structural issues here that would scare away investors.
Yeah, I think London is definitely a market that's going to be pretty hard to knock off. And what London has, we're a well-established market, and it's always going to be an attractive offer to occupy to investors because we have a stable market. We might have things like Brexit, but I think the best quote I've seen on this is "Brexit first world problems." In the grand scheme of stability, we're pretty stable. The amount of Asian investors who've been looking at, you know, investments in London is a real, you know, encouraging indicator that, you know, London is still very attractive and it's just growing in attraction to those foreign investors because it's a very mature and stable, and you know the legal system is mature here. The we have our political ups and downs, but in the grand scheme of political ups and downs, they're not that dramatic.
And what are your expectations for the next quarters, the rest of the year?
I think the next few quarters and the rest of the year is going to be really interesting. I think the increase in availability and the pressure that puts on rental income and also the way that landlords respond to it. Are they going to be converting more space away from office to resi? Are we going to see an increase in the amount of refurbs? Are rent-free periods going to go up, which I'm pretty sure that they will do? I think that's going to be interesting. And in terms of investment, it'd be interesting to see if anything, what kind of stock goes on the market this year in terms of the investment and what opportunities there will be.
In terms of investment, there are a few really big names out there at the moment that people are talking about. There's 70 Gracechurch Street that Legal & General is selling right now, and there's Plantation Place. So if any of those goes in this next quarter or two, that'll be big news for London.
Yeah, definitely. Be interesting to see who those go to as well, whether, where those investors are coming in from, and yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait until next quarter.
Well, indeed.
Thank you, Victoria.